He'd found his usual spot in the corner of the narrow gallery that had dummies hanging from sets of gallows. Each was dressed like some hero revered by the Americans. There was an alcove beneath a window that opened onto a rusting iron flight of steps. Sergei had been told that it had been built to help people escape if there was a fire. Now it was so corroded and fragile that it would probably collapse if three men got on it at once. Under the window was a pile of material, drapes that had long fallen from the wooden poles. Sergei curled up and fell instantly into a deep and dreamless sleep. The ladder had creaked alarmingly as Ryan led Christy up the rungs, but the main securing bolt seemed solid enough under the red lace of thick rust. Heckler and Koch in hand, the one-eyed man had darted from shadow to shadow, around the back of the towering mausoleum to the place he'd spotted during their propaganda tour, a vulnerable window above a quiet alcove, filled with a bundle of material. Ryan had figured it would provide them with a soft, quiet landing when they jumped down off the windowsill. He landed like a cat on the pile of discarded drapes, but his nostrils suddenly filled with the stink of sweat and stale tobacco. As he began to move down to the floor, he tripped over the old man and dropped his pistol. It was too quick to be called a fight, more like a fumbling scuffle. Ryan knew immediately that he was up against a frail old man whose heart had leapt into his throat with terror, nearly choking him. In some pre-dark vids, Ryan and his friends had been amused to see the way that enemies were treated. Regardless of what kind of threat they might pose, they were generally left unconscious or tied up. Either way, they often escaped. Things usually didn't happen that way in the Deathlands. The old man was an enemy whose muffled yell could be enough to put a noose around Ryan and Christie's necks. As Sergei fought for survival, Ryan clubbed him on the side of the head with his forearm, stunning him. He locked the scrawny throat into the angle of his arm and used his other hand to apply strangling pressure. After 30 seconds, he felt the body jerk to stillness, the pulse that fluttered against his wrist halting, starting again for a handful of beats, and stopping.
Got us another Rusky.
Christy picked her way through the darkness to stand beside Ryan.
Can't hear anyone else. You?
You know best and well that if you can't hear anything, I'm not going to hear anything.
To their surprise, the glass cases that held the American equipment and tools weren't even locked. The simple handle and catch opened easily at a touch. There'd been a number of discarded sacks and bags in the abandoned workshop where they'd left Rick. Ryan had brought one of the strongest, tucking it inside his long, fur-trimmed coat. Now he loaded it with the various tools that the Freezy had managed to point out to them. He placed them inside the bag one at a time, trying to avoid making any noise.
Ready?
Nearly. Hear something?
Two of them. Don't think they're coming this way. Sounds like they might be a floor above us.
Done.
The flag, Ryan.
Sure. Through here. Keep to the side of the halls in the shadows.
I know.
I know you know.
He grinned at her in the dim light. Ryan had an almost perfect memory for places and directions. He could recall most of the villes he'd ever visited, and what the trails were like, in and out. Despite the twisting corridors and linked rooms and stairs, he led the way with unerring skill to the huge chamber where the flag was kept. Before moving to the center of the room, he waited with Christy in the pools of darkness that floated beneath the overhanging balconies, studying the glass case carefully.
Can't see any sec, man.
The glass case wasn't locked, and he opened it, wincing at the unpleasant stickiness of the slimed glass on his fingers. The material on the precious banner was dry and dusty as he touched it, lifting it off its pedestal. Ryan wasn't a man to stand and waste time cursing. The flag had been sec-bugged, and that was that. No point in putting it back again. They were close to the farther exit of the museum, but they both knew it would be locked and guarded by the sec forces. Without a word passing between them, Ryan and Christy turned around and raced flat out for the window that had given entry to the building. Christy half turned to Ryan as she sprinted along the narrow passage.
Give me the flag. You got the tools.
Ryan wasn't disposed to argue. The sack rattled and banged against his hip as he ran, and carrying the scorched flag made him clumsy. He handed it over to Christy like a sprinter passing a relay baton, seeing her grasp it firmly. The alarm was slowly triggering the lighting system throughout the museum, the harsh ceiling strips shimmering on, seeming to pursue them. Ryan and Christy suddenly realized there were men and women coming from all sides, behind, above, and below, in the maze of vaulted corridors. The firefight was brief, bloody, and one-sided. The Sec guards were mainly elderly, and not one of them had ever had to draw a blaster in anger. Since the appearance of the terrifying Comrade Major Commissar Zemyanin, the numbers on duty had been doubled, but nobody had warned them that they were going to get shot at. The confrontation took place in the gallery where the rows of dummies were hanging in their hemp collars. As the first of the guards appeared at the far end, Christy dove for cover into an alcove, drawing her H&K P7A-13, the silvered finish gleaming in the stark overhead lighting. Ryan slid across the other side of the wide passage, blaster already in his hand, squinting around the angle of the wall to judge the threat of the opposition. There were six of them, strung out in a line, with only a couple having bothered to draw their pistols. The rest held truncheons of dark wood. It wasn't a moment for discussion. Ryan and Christy needed to get past the guards, and get past them quickly. Every second would make it harder to break through and escape. Ryan didn't need to tell Christy what she had to do. The other two Sec guards skidded to a halt, paralyzed by the totality of the slaughter around them. They stared unbelievingly at the four flopping, jerking, bleeding bodies strewed about their feet. Christy neatly killed the man on the left with a bullet between the eyes. Ryan chilled his man with a single shot that entered just below the jaw. The redhead was ahead of Ryan, hurdling the jumbled bodies, nearly slipping in the lake of spilled blood as she landed. She stumbled but recovered her balance and haired along the passage, Ryan at her heels. Above them, the grotesque dummies of Washington, Lincoln, and Kennedy gazed blankly down at the crimson shambles. The body of the old man, crumpled in the pile of drapes, lay where it had fallen, beneath the broken window that opened out onto the rusting fire escape. The flag streaming behind her like a banner of fire, Christy jumped up and scrambled through the window, pausing on the narrow sill to grab the sack of tools from Ryan. She vanished into the night while he vaulted up behind her. The air was black and cold, with streaks of sleet dashed across it. Ryan stepped on the corroded iron steps. He followed Christy's scarlet hair down the escape.
Getting closer.
The retaining bolts that fixed the ladder to the outside wall of the museum groaned in noisy protest as they scrambled quickly down toward ground level. This was the point of maximum threat to their safety. Ryan knew that if the Sec guards had been quick enough off the mark, they'd have the perimeter covered and he and Christy were as good as dead. Despite Zemyanin's warnings, life had been cozy at the establishment for far too long. The theft of the old American flag had never even been considered. Indeed, hardly anyone on the staff even knew that the banner was linked to any sort of automatic Sec device, so the lights and klaxons sent everyone into a panic. The exterior security system hadn't been tested within living memory. It was supposed to function as a part of the internal warnings, but the wiring was old and rotten. One single floodlight came on reluctantly, but it served only to illuminate a corner of the roof, effectively blinding a Sec guard armed with an assault rifle. By the time the new director of security at the museum had nervously called up Zemyanin, Ryan and Christy had reached safety. Rick greeted them with a weak smile.
I thought you'd both taken the last train to the coast.
A Sec wag went roaring by outside, a revolving red light flashing on its roof. The three friends froze a moment, but the vehicle didn't stop. Ryan put down the sack of tools and squatted on the floor beside Rick, letting out his breath in a long sigh of relief. Christy laid the torn remnants of the Stars and Stripes beside him and sat shaking her head.
Wouldn't want to do that too often.
Rick reached out to touch the tattered hem of the flag.
Bad?